USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least one person is missing and 8 others were injured early Thursday morning following an explosion and massive 2-alarm fire at Youngkin Majestic Paint Factory in Columbus, Ohio. Some of the injured are in critical condition. The cause of the explosion wasn't immediately known. President Biden will nominate David Chipman, a prominent figure from a gun control group, to lead the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Prior to this possible role, Chipman was a special agent for the ATF. The agency has not had a permanent director since 2015. Amazon, which has done as much as any company to bring about the demise of shopping malls in the United States, has come full circle by buying up struggling malls and turning them into distribution centers for its rapidly growing e-commerce empire. Between 2016 and 2019, Amazon converted about 25 shopping malls into distribution facilities. USA Radio News.
Woke culture. It's choking America. Erasing our history. Threatening our freedoms, our laws, and even our police. Now, Grant Stinchfield exposes the secret woke agenda and the hidden players behind this very dangerous movement. Watch Stinchfield tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax TV as he reveals the real dangers to you and your family. Everyone is talking about Stinchfield because each night he gives you the cold, hard truth you need to know. Newsmax is now America's fastest-growing cable news channel on all major systems. If you don't get it, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax or you'll switch. Remember, you can get Newsmax free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, Vizio, or LG. It's even free on your smartphone. Just download the free Newsmax app and start watching. So find out about woke and its dangerous plans for America on Grant Stinchfield tonight. Just tune into Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
As the border crisis continues to deteriorate, Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Illegal crossings on the southern border are at a 15-year high, according to Border Patrol data. Republican lawmakers say that the current surge is because of President Biden's reversal of the border policies of the previous administration. Congressman Michael McCaul says the result has been a humanitarian crisis. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that cartels and smugglers have taken advantage of families looking to get to the United States.
By rescinding the political asylum agreements we had with Mexico to remain in Mexico and Central American countries, we kept these applicants outside the United States. The reversal of that policy under the Trump administration, with Biden reversing these policies, he has created a boondoggle for the traffickers where they exploit these children. They separate them from their parents in Central America and take them up this very dangerous journey.
Thanks for spending some time with us this morning. We are USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Kahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
As the border crisis continues to deteriorate, sexual assault claims are being made at a children's holding facility in Texas. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is calling on the Biden administration to shut down a facility holding migrant children in San Antonio after state authorities received a number of complaints about conditions inside. The allegations include sexual assault, underfeeding the children housed at the facility at Freeman Coliseum, and those who have tested positive for COVID not being separated from others. Governor Abbott says the children in the facility need to be moved to better-equipped federally-run facilities.
The administration failed to plan for the influx of children that they invited to come. Now they face allegations of despicable child abuse and neglect. This must end. The Biden administration must act now. This facility should shut down immediately.
Abbott says the Texas Rangers are investigating the allegations.
Neither President Biden nor Vice President Kamala Harris is scheduled to intervene at the border crisis Thursday. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas will visit two Texas border towns today. All of the nation's school kids should be back in the classrooms by the fall, the head of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention said Wednesday. September 2021 is their target for brick-and-mortar schools and children to reunite. It's being reported 80% of teachers in America have been vaccinated with at least one shot of the vaccine. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.